frankly, when it comes to this verse, you could be sure that he's following up that one, because he knows your resistance of believing in someone else. That's natural to this animal. So, you say, if you're thirsty, you will know that the address is correct, because you're thirsty enough, so you look at the positive part of it. What is the positive part? What is the positive part about this?
You improve.
But me?
You improve.
Yes, you improve. That's the only thing that will happen. So you should volunteer for this. But it's not easy. So here we hear the bad one, you're thirst. Then later, we hear about the other dimensions of this. You remember, of course, my guess is all of you have read this book several times. So you know that the teacher would say, listen, I tell you, lit your candle. And you want to lit it from the sun? Don't look even at the chandelier. Find the next fellow with a lit candle. Because that one has been lit by other candle, by chandelier, and by sun. But if you're looking for the sun, excuse me, that's the point. I mean, for improvement, have you improved? No, it's a long, long time. I'm looking for a role model. I have difficulties to choose one. That's the excuse we could bring in. We say, listen, first, if you're thirsty, you will get it. Yes?
And when he finds himself absolutely in front of it, how should there be doubt? How should he mistake himself? When you say to a thirsty man, make haste, there is water in the cup. Take the water at once. Will the thirsty man say in any event, this is assertion. Go from my side, O pretender. Get you far away. Or produce some testimony.
Yeah, you're too fast. Is that correct? He said, okay, somebody will offer someone a glass of water. The second fellow, first of all, has all rights to be suspicious. Maybe the fellow with the black hair is a terrorist. Maybe he wants to poison me. How do I know that this water is clean? Are you sure that the glass is properly washed? All of this, right? But if you're thirsty, what will happen?
You're drinking.
You accept no matter what. So acceptance has two parts. One part is your thirst. Pay attention to that one. Because you're supposed to understand your needs and try to change. Yes?
Or produce some testimony, proof, that this is of aqueous kind and consists of water that runs from a spring. Or mother cries to her suckling babe, come, I am mother, listen, my child. Will the babe say, oh, mother, bring the proof so that I may take comfort in your mouth?
Ah, how clever. You started with the simple stuff, turned it around, from this example to other, to right to the point, to come to the book and say, this book you're reading has all the signs to lead you to the deep meaning and all that stuff. Then go to thirst, then bring it here to make it joke with it. Yes. Because if I want to talk about your case, or yours, is the last one. See, you're Mother is calling your baby to feed, and baby will say, oh mom, can I see the documentation? Or, could you prove genetically that I'm yours? But you could say that always, the brain could say that. So remember, now the resolution of all these explanations, this is the verse.
When in the heart of any community there is savor from God, the face and voice of the prophet are an evidentiary miracle.
Means what? This is the highlight of this paragraph. We'll say, first of all, he uses the word ummat, you know, the people, right? We'll say, okay, community. But if in the heart of any ummat which has tasted haq, remember, in translation, I don't say God. I keep the words because I know Persian good. Here we're talking about the taste of haq. When a community, in their heart, they have tasted the haq of their righteousness, their right, and all that, then the face or the voice of the Prophet is a miracle for them. Because it works. Because they know. How do they know? Let's go back to the beginning of the book 2. Paragraph minus 1, which was the opening session, non-poetic one. Remember? How he talked about it? He said, you should always remember there is proportion to everything, from the ring of the camel, by accident the camel was there, here. Ring of the camel should be the size, everything should be the size. A big paragraph. To say what? Except. In book 1, he told you, rule are to understand, exception will save you. He said, except some people, God will give them limits. And he finished it with one little stuff that I keep repeating. And he wrote it in Arabic. If you don't have the taste, you will not get it. From there he started about this taste. Because honestly, the strongest motivation for a human being to be kind is the taste of being kind. Once you're kind and you tasted it for yourself, the other fellow could be in a situation not to know it even. You do something good, it tastes good. You never forget that. You become addicted to that good taste. This is what he's talking about. We say, in the heart of the people who have tasted the haq, they are not looking for proof. They are looking to find someone to answer their question. So the face or the voice of the Prophet is the miracle for them. Because they don't want to get it from here. They are referring to the taste. Yes?
When the Prophet utters a cry from without, the soul of the community falls to worship within. Because never in the world will the soul's ear have heard from anyone a cry of the same kind as his. That stranger, by immediate perception of the strange voice, has heard from God's tongue, truly I am near.
Yeah. And I'm sorry that it doesn't make sense to you. Did it? The last verse cannot. Because again, it's poems. He's playing with two words. There are two Arabic words that the Iranian cannot pronounce the difference. The Arabs will do. Iranians, they don't. This is Persian. One is Qarib, the other one is Gharib. One is a stranger, one is the closest. And he's playing with that word. He says, listen, that stranger, that Qarib, had some taste in his voice. Whoever was listening heard what? I'm close to you. This is what God is saying. I'm close to you. So, strangeness brings the closeness. The opposite works together. So he's playing with all that to make it stick in your mind. And he knows that you need more. Look at the becoming paragraph. You see them? They are 5, 6, 5, 6, 4, like that. One. And look at the last one, the third one. The answer to the difficulty. Because he knows that you read this and you have difficulties. Why? Because I said, for millions of years, you're used to reasoning, proof. So, from prophet, from the peer, you're asking the proof. The problem is, you will never find, because it's unprovable, we talked about it. So you will remain lost. Let's see differently. Now, pay attention how he wants to reinforce it. You understand that? Okay. It's simple. You get it, but somehow the ego resists it. Now, another matter. Different from those. But when you look at it, you will see it's not something different. He will bring another example, just like the frightened kid and the fellow, or the kid and the mother and all that. Another one. And that's a very silly one. I'm sorry that I have never found the documentation for that, because as far as I know, it could not happen. Did you hear that? Remember that. Because when he comes that difficulty, you say, you thought it cannot happen. You are that clever guy. The story goes like this. The mother of John the Baptist will look at the Saint Mary, mother of Jesus, and will say, something is strange. The baby here in my womb bowed to yours. Say, I felt the same. That's the story. What did you think?
Didn't think that it sounds good.
It sounds good, but you know the John the Baptist who baptized Jesus? How old was he?
He was much
old. So, are you saying that Jesus was waiting in the womb for a couple of years? It's impossible. And he knows that. We'll come back to that. So first, hear the strange example he makes. Yes?
Hananiah, on whom be peace, in his mother's womb, bowed in worship to the Messiah, on whom be peace. The mother of Yahya, before disburdening herself, said in secret to Mary, I see with certainty within you is a king who is possessed of firm purpose and is an apostle endowed with knowledge. When I happened to meet you, my burden at once bowed in worship. This embryo bowed in worship to that embryo, so that pain arose in my body from its bowing. Mary said, I also felt within me a bowing performed by this babe in the womb.
Okay. Am I exaggerating, or he consciously separated, make a paragraph? The example is almost the same. The mom who wants to give the milk, remember? But here, there is only 5 verses isolated as a paragraph. And it doesn't talk about anything else. Just the example. First verse, the date, then claim, and that's it. You would put the problem in another paragraph to give you a very sharp example. And the trick is in it, yes? Read, please.
I'm raising a difficulty as to this story. The foolish say, cancel this tale, because it is false and erroneous. Mary in pregnancy was not joined by anyone. she did not return from without the town. Until then,